And when I speak to my female clients all the time about this, this is a resounding conversation. They're like, I'm just deep in the caregiving. I'm deep in what has to get done. I'm not experiencing my own emotional state around this entire experience. And for many caregivers, and myself probably included, it's going to come up, because it's going to come out and come up. At some point, that emotional state has got to get fed, or it's going to get, you know, basically pushed into your tissues, right? So at the end of the day, we're going to have to feel it, go through it, and experience it and let it have its voice. But we aren't really know how to do that. We don't really have the accessibility to do that. And we don't have the capacity to do that. And then we have hard challenges and hard choices. It's, do you have the capacity and ability to care for them in a nursing care facility? Like, do you have the capacity for do that? Because right now, 65% of care is given outside of that. That means whoever is in need of care is depending on either living with other family members or living somewhat collectively or living on their own and having caregivers and other individuals show up.